I read an amazing story today that a Talmud of Rav Shmuel Orbach, Zecherna Livracha, was once in the house of a lady, and he sees hung up in the dining room a huge, tremendous picture of Rav Shmuel Orbach. He's like wondering, like, what's this lady of Shaiches to Rav Shmuel Orbach? Big picture hung up. This is while he was alive. The Talmud turns to her and says, well, I'm just curious. Do you mind if I ask, why do you have this big, huge picture of my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shmuel Orbach? She said, I want to tell you something. I'm an almana for 17 years now. Some people had a rechmona semi, an almana. I was with a house full of kids by myself. They called me once in a while in the beginning, then they forgot about me. Do you know that Rav Shmuel Orbach, for the last 17 years, he calls me every single Friday Erev Shabbos to wish me good Shabbos. And not just to wish me good Shabbos. He asks me how my kids are doing. Is everything okay? Do I need any money? Do any of my kids need any help? He's a steady source of inspiration for me. And he's keeping me alive. There's something that I want to bring out, such a special point. The Chafetz Chaim writes so much about this in Avas Chesed. He says the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, it's brought down in the Maran Bava Basra with Av Tesamid Beis, Roidev Tzedakah V'Chesed. If someone runs after Tzedakah and Chesed, then Yimtza Chaim, he will find life, Tzedakah V'Chavot. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, when will you find life? If you chase after tzedakah v'chesed. The Chofetz Chaim says, I'm writing now the following words to take away from a terrible mistake that a lot of people have. And that is, they think, listen, I did a chesed. I did a chesed once. I did a chesed last week. So I'm like good to go for a couple weeks. The Chofetz Chaim, you're alive since last week. You have to kaseid to do something to earn the midas harachamim. Baruch Hashem, you didn't have a heart attack. Baruch Hashem, you didn't have a stroke. Baruch Hashem, you weren't in a car crash last week. You still need that shmirah this week and the following week. Every single day, Sokta Chofetz Chaim, the Pasuk in Mishlei is saying, when Yimtza Chaim, when will you find life? Again, the Lashon HaPasuk, Roidef Tzedakah V'Chesed. If you chase after Tzedakah and Chesed, and do it all the time, chase after it, then Yimtza Chaim, then you'll find life all the time. Because you do Tzedakah and Chesed now, so you earned that Baruch Hashem, you got through today safely. And your wife got through today safely. And your children got through today safely. But we keseder need to bring the Midas HaRachamim on us. Keseder. Like that Zoya we said over in the last year, that if Chas V'Sholom, a Mekatrik comes, then we have to have the Midas HaChesed on us, that the Mekatrik sees it and it runs away. It runs away, but we can say they need that to protect us from all the mekatrigim, Rachman al-Utslan. The point to learn out from this story is that so many times we do a chesed and we say, Baruch, listen, I did chesed with that person. That was, you know what I mean? How much chesed do I have to do already? But we have to realize that person usually, many times, if we didn't help the person get back on their feet, the fact that that person was an almana 17 years ago doesn't make her less of an almana 7 years later. So she still needs chizuk. The levar to learn from this story is to be roidev tzedakah v'chesed and not give up and say, okay, I did chesed yesterday, I did chesed last week, but to roidev tzedakah v'chesed, to chase the tzedakah v'chesed, and in that chos we'll bring on ourselves a steady stream of chesed, tzedakah, v'rachamim min hashamayim to protect us.